Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You must train the coward inside you. There's a long-standing connection between philosophy and being a soldier. Marcus Aurelius, Cato, and Socrates, and many other philosophers were all soldiers. James Stockdale, whose Skyhawk was shot down over Vietnam, was too. As he recounts, "After injection, I had about 30 seconds to make my last statement in freedom before I landed. And so help me," I whispered to myself, "5 years down there at least. I'm leaving the world of technology and entering the world of Epictetus." It turned out to be 7 years in a Vietnamese prison, and he credited Stoicism with saving his life. That's what Stoicism was built for. It teaches us to, as they say in the military, embrace the suck and find security and peace even in the midst of warfare and crisis. Nick Palmisano, CEO of Ranger Up and former infantry officer in the United States Army, discovered Stoicism at a young age and, like Stockdale, credits Stoicism with getting him through some tremendously tough situations. Nick details many of them in our interview with him for Daily Stoic. What Stoicism taught him mostly and what he continues to cultivate in his life now is being comfortable with suffering. "Everyone has a breaking point," he said. "For most people, that point is very low, which is why many people never push themselves past their comfort zone. The military demands suffering. It provides you with increased opportunity to suffer at every turn. The guys we revere are the guys that suffered the most. And the dirty little secret is that everyone has a coward inside them. If you want to be really tough, and I mean that both physically and mentally, you have to push that coward to the breaking point and then push past it every day. You have to embrace suffering." Epictetus as a slave, Stockdale as a prisoner of war, Zeno shipwrecked, Chrysippus as a long-distance runner. If you go down the list of the Stoics, you will find story after story of tremendous resilience in the face of tremendous misfortune. You will also find it's not some innate superpower. It's trained. "But neither a bull nor a noble-spirited man comes to be what he is all at once," Epictetus said. "He must undertake hard winter training and prepare himself." For that reason, Nick continues to train in jiu-jitsu, not because it will help with combat, but as he said, "to get my suffering in and to push the coward inside me past my breaking point." That's our challenge for you today. Get out of your comfort zone. Push the coward inside of you. Embrace suffering. Get it on the calendar. Undergo hardship voluntarily, and then you will be better prepared for life's involuntary hardship. Hey everyone, I just wanted to invite you to do the 21-day New Year, New You Daily Stoic Challenge that we're starting. We know, as Epictetus said, that the real delight comes from focusing on our own improvement day to day, on doing the work, on doing the training we know to be the person we want to be. Well, you can do that with our new Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. It's starting very soon, so check it out, dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.